All right, we're back live here at Demery Stadium. We never did actually leave on that live read. Thanks for sticking with us here on USA-365.com, where we have a scoreless first quarter, but Crown Point driving now from the Maryville 15-yard line, first and 10, and it is Blake Mascarella, quarterback, and Tommy Parks, and Tommy Parks does have the handoff. He tries going straight ahead, but he gets nothing out of that play. The Maryville defense looking very strong, and in fact brought down by number 20, Brad Krasinski, makes the tackle for the Pirates on that play. Helping out is Russell Chick, was also in the backfield for Crown Point on that play, but not much penetration there. Now they are showing the first, or the down marker, the second down marker is showing it at about the 14-yard line, so I guess we will give Parks a one-yard gain on that play. All right, now we have a single back in the backfield. That is Sertich. And now we've got a whistle. Crown Point, there are still 6 seconds left in the play clock. Timeout on the field called by Crown Point. Okay, well, there you have it, a Crown Point timeout. And while we have timeout called. We'd like to thank Lake Cycle of Northwest Indiana, the largest certified used motorcycle and ATV dealer. 50 certified motorcycles and ATVs with a free 45-day warranty. Lake Cycle, 7911 Taft Street in Maryville. Phone 219-769-7184 or toll-free at 1-800-382-2841. And TheBreezeShowcase.com offers easy listening musicians and artists a place to sell their CDs, post upcoming events, and receive airplay alongside today's leading music acts. If you're an easy listening musician or artist that needs to be heard, please visit us today at www.TheBreezeShowcase.com or call 219-661-9140 for more information. All right, we're back to live action here in Crown Point at Maryville's Demery Stadium, as the Bulldogs come up to the line, and they are faced with four down linemen by the Maryville Pirates. Tommy Parks, the fullback in front of John Sertich. Mascarella calling the call. Dropped it back to pass. It's incomplete. Intended for Ryan Forney off to his left. Sailed right through his fingers. Incomplete. It stops the clock here with 11:13 to go. And I believe that the first legitimate incomplete play there, or incomplete pass, thrown by Mascarella. So now the Crown Point Bulldogs have third and nine from the Maryville 14-yard line. Tommy Parks, the single back in the backfield, Sertich behind him. Now the handoff does go to Sertich. He tries going straight ahead. He's trying to twist through, but he is pulled down quickly by number 33 for Maryville. That's Brian Maddox Lee. Brian Maddox Lee with the tackle and stop on that play, and that's actually a loss of a yard for John Sertich. So Crown Point trying to play it a little conservatively here in the red zone as they try to do something for Maryville. Now I think we've got the kicking team coming out for Crown Point. We may see a field goal attempt here. Let's see if that's who I think it is. Yes, that's number 9. No, it's number 90 is our place kicker for Crown Point. Yes, Mike Lipton is the place kicker. Ryan Forney, the holder. This is a field goal attempt. The place from the 21-yard line is up, and it is good. Crown Point is first on the scoreboard with 10:24 to go here in the second quarter. Crown Point with a 3-0 lead here on Mike Lipton's 31-yard field goal, because the ball was marked at the 21. Add 10 yards in the end zone for a 31-yard field goal. And Crown Point takes a 3-0 lead here with 10:24 left in the second quarter. All right, let's go ahead and take a timeout here on USA-365.com.
I was born completely healthy, but when I was 10 months old, I caught a virus that attacked my heart.
Lacey wouldn't have lived without a heart transplant. Today, she is a normal, healthy teenager.
That heart transplant saved my life. Now, I'm 14, and I'm just starting high school. Some of the things I like to do are volleyball, basketball, snowboarding, dancing. I can't stand sitting around. My philosophy is to never waste a minute because of this wonderful gift I've gotten.
Lacey is one of hundreds of thousands of people who've been given the chance to live because someone else chose to be an organ and tissue donor.
I don't think about my transplant that often, but if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be here right now. My parents don't treat me any differently. They just treat me like a normal kid, because I am.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to www.donatelife.net.
Presented by the Indiana Broadcasters Association, the Indiana Donation Alliance Foundation, and this station.
All right, we're back live here at Maryville's Demery Stadium, and the kickoff by Mike Lipton went back to the Maryville 20-yard line, and it was returned by Kyle Morris, number two. Number two is a kick returner for Maryville, and looks like it's going to be Maryville's ball, first and 10, from their own 26-yard line, and where we start out here in the second quarter of play. And Maryville again showing their four-receiver formation with two backs in the backfield. McCarthy, the quarterback. Handoff goes to Gates up the middle, and that's going to be a short gain. So right here as we start the second quarter, Crown Point leading at 3-0.
Picked up about 4 yards, second and six, Maryville.
All right, it's going to be second and six now after the four-yard pickup by Gates.
Cottrell made the tackle for Crown Point.
Gates now with four carries for a total of 12 yards in the game. It'll be second and six at the Maryville 30-yard line. High formation for Maryville. McCarthy behind center. This time it goes to the second man through. That's Gates. He's tackled immediately. In fact, behind the line of scrimmage, it's going to be a loss in the play.
Loses the yard.
Looks like that was Dan Bird, number 40, making the stop for the Bulldogs. That's going to drop the ball back. It's going to be third and six.
Laddick on the tackle to Crown Point.
So no gain on that play. Gates with 0 yards on that carry. This time we've got two wide receivers to the far right side. I formation for Maryville. That's Gates, the deep back. Now back to pass is McCarthy, looking to throw it to the right. Oh, knocked down, almost intercepted by Crown Point, number 26, and he's beating himself on the head for not picking that one off. That's number 26, Lance Lemire, breaking up the play. He had all green field in front of him. He could have rushed that one all the way in for a touchdown if he had picked that one off. It was right in front of him. That's going to be incomplete, and a fourth down play now from the Maryville 30. Fourth and six after that incomplete pass. And that's going to be a punting situation. And back to punt for Maryville is, it should be Stokes again, number 25. This time the snap is good. And this time a bouncing ball is going to be fielded by Ryan Forney. Picks it up at the Crown Point 37-yard line, and he is going to be stopped at the Crown Point 40. So it's just a 3-yard return by number 12, Ryan Forney.
Returned by Ryan Forney about 5 yards. It'll be first and 10, Crown Point, at their own 41-yard line.
Okay, to the Crown Point 41-yard line. They are calling a 5-yard return, so that was from the 36 of Crown Point. Okay, so Crown Point first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Here with 8:40 to go. 8:40 to go is the time here on the change of possession left in the second quarter. All right. Crown Point. Looks like we have a change of players in the field here. What is happening here?
On the kicking team. 5 yards down. Replay, fourth down.
Okay, we got a replay on that punt, apparently, on the penalty by Maryville, and I didn't catch who the penalty was against, but it was a penalty against the kicking team, that being Maryville, and that means it's going to be kicked over, this time the line of scrimmage at the 25-yard line. So,
as a result of the penalty, it'll be fourth down and 11 yards to go for the Pirates, their own 25.
Okay, so fourth and 11 at the Maryville 25. punt over after a 5-yard penalty. All right, let's see what happens here this time. Back deep for Crown Point. Ryan Forney, number 12, and number 27, John Sertich, I believe. This time it's going to be, they're going to let it go. No. Oh, no, what is happening here? Maryville's recovered a loose ball. I can't believe it. One of the Crown Point players foolishly tried to down the ball and lost possession and was recovered by Maryville. I did not catch. All right, I did not catch the number of the person who recovered the fumble, but that time the penalty worked in favor of Maryville because they were able to get the recovery there. And so now Maryville retains possession, first and 10 at the Crown Point 42-yard line. Two backs in the backfield for Maryville. Looking to throw is McCarthy. It's incomplete. In fact, it's bounced in front of his intended receiver, number 8, Dan Dwyer. So that's no good. I've got McCarthy 0 for 3 in passing so far in this contest. Maryville is going to be second and 10 at the Crown Point 42. And the play clock counting down here from about 18 seconds to go. Crown Point showing their 35 defense. McCarthy behind center. Three receivers on the far right, far side. Hand off to number 2, Dawson. And he's going to be stopped. Finally sacked. He was stopped initially by Sertich, who came up from his cornerback position. Then he was nailed by three other Crown Point players. So Kyle.
Third down, 9 yards to go, Maryville.
Kyle Morris is stopped on the play there for, I would say that's a 1 yard gain. It's now going to be 3rd and 9. They move the stick up 1 yard on that play. 3rd and 9 on that play. The ball at the 42-yard line. Three receivers to the right side, one receiver to the left. McCarthy throws to his left. Complete to Gates out of the backfield. He's still on his feet. He's out across the 35. He's stood upright. He's still pushing ahead. Where are they going to mark the ball? He's finally down at about the 33-yard line. That's going to be awfully close to the first down marker. Let's see. We may have an official measurement on this. But that is awfully close to the first down marker. Where are they going to set the ball? It's going to be fourth down. Looks like it is going to be short of the first down marker.
There will be a measurement.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be like 4th and 1, perhaps. I still haven't seen where they've marked the ball.
After the game this evening, watch Eagle Press football scoreboard.
Looks like the mall is about at the 33-yard line. Roughly at the 33-yard line. So awfully close. We'll see where the where they do mark the ball. They are extending the chain near the Maryville sideline, and the official indicates it's about a foot short, maybe 18 inches short, foot and a half short. So it will be a 4th and 1 situation from the Crown Point 33-yard line.
We bring up 4th and a couple of feet for Maryville.
So that pass for 8 yards to number 10 out of the backfield. Mike Gates is the first successful pass completion for Maryville. Now we're going to have I formation, it looks like, for Maryville. And this is going to be a big test here. The line is stacked up very, very thick. All kinds of down linemen there at the line of scrimmage for Crown Point. McCarthy behind center. It is a handoff to Gates. He may be short. He was stopped immediately. It was good penetration by Crown Point. Let's see what the officials rule. There may be another measurement. There is a timeout here by the officials with 7:04 to go. And I believe we will have a measurement. The chain gang will probably be brought out to the near hash mark, the near side hash mark. No, it is definitely short. Officials declared ball turned over to Crown Point on downs. So, Maryville stopped by the Crown Point defense on downs here at the 7:04 mark left in the second quarter. Crown Point first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. All right, let's see if Crown Point can put some offense together now. I formation for the Bulldogs. And it's Tommy Parks. No, it's back to passes. Mascarello. It's complete. Still on his feet. Runs Ryan 40 all the way across midfield. Across the 45 to the 40 as he's pushed out of bounds here in front of the Crown Point bench. A big pickup on that play to Ryan 40 from Blake Mascarello. And that's going to be a Crown Point first down. They're going to mark the ball at the Maryville 42-yard line.
Williamson, the tackle for the
Pirates. That's a 25-yard pickup for Crown Point on that play from Mascarella to Ryan Forney. 25-yard pickup. 6:52 to go here in the second quarter. Crown Point now with two backs in the backfield. Handoff to the second man through. That's Sirtis, but he stopped almost immediately at the line of scrimmage. Let's see where they marked the ball. I don't think he got anything on that one. The Maryville defensive line was very effective in stopping the run on that play. So the ball remains at the Maryville 42-yard line. So it'll be second and 10 at the Maryville 42 after a zero gain by Sirtich. Sirtich, I've got him with 7 carries for 23 yards in unofficially. Now Forney is in motion again as he and Matt Ernest are over on the right side. Now in the open is Tommy Parks. He's caught the ball at the 45. He's still on his feet. Pushing ahead now to the from the 35, close to the 30-yard line. And he is going to be close to a first down. In fact, I think he has a first down for Crown Point. It is a first down for Crown Point as he moves up to the 30-yard line of Maryville. So an 11-yard pass completion from Mascarella to Tommy Parks. Parks' first reception of the game. I've got Mascarella now with 8 passing attempts, 7 of, out of 8 for 98 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions.
Now
we've got a timeout. Timeout called by Crown Point here with 5:44 to go. I'll tell you what, we'll take one as well. You're listening to High School Football featuring Crown Point at Maryville. Crown Point is up 3-0 with 5:44 to go.
Homes of the 20th century build for the future with uncompromising standards. Larry and Jerry Lupke, general contractors for the homes of the 20th century, have a century of experience. Their phone number is 219-942-0608. That's 219-942-0608. Homes of the 20th Century have supermodels at www.homes20.com. Homes of the 20th Century are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Sports.
All right, thank you for that announcement. It's now Crown Point back in motion and back in action here. And running the ball this time is John Sirtich. He brings it out to about the 25-yard line for Crown Point. So a short carry there by Crown Point's John Sirtich.
Dan Williams on the tackle for the Pirates.
Williams making the tackle for the Pirates. All right, a 4-yard carry by John Sirtich on that play. That's going to make it 2nd and 5 at the Maryville 26. All right, I formation for the Bulldogs. Nick Evan, the front back, in front of Tommy Parks. Parks getting the handoff. This time he stopped immediately, though, behind the line of scrimmage. And tackled by John Jackson, number 43 for Maryville, making the tackle. Jackson getting some good penetration there. So it's going to be a short gain. Looks like the ball's at the 26-yard line. No gain, I say. It's now third and five at the Maryville 26. 4:27 o'clock continuing to count here in the second quarter of play. Crown Point still on top, 3-0 on that 31-yard field goal by Mike Lipton at the 10:24 mark of this second quarter. Mascarella now behind center. John Sertich, the lone back behind him. Fake handoff. Now a pass out of the backfield to Tommy Parks over the left side. He's trying to push ahead. As he's pushed off toward the sideline, it goes out of bounds. I think he's going to be short of the, he is definitely short of the first down marker. He goes out of bounds at about the 25-yard line, so not much there for Tommy Parks on that pass to the fullback out of the backfield.
About 3 yards.
The ball is going to be marked. Ball is going to be marked, I believe, the 24-yard line. At least that's where the official is standing. If that's the case, it's only a 2 yard pickup on that pass play.
Red ball. 55. On the defense.
Ah, we've got a penalty called now against Maryville, which makes it an automatic first down. So apparently, a penalty after the play.
As a result of the penalty, first and 10 Bulldogs.
That's a long one, a 15-yard penalty. It moves the ball all the way down to the Maryville 7-yard line. Excuse me, the 12-yard line, where it's first and 10 from Maryville 12. Okay, a pitch out now to Sertich. He may have some room on the right side. He tries to turn the corner. He's at the 10-yard line, and he's finally brought down by a couple of Maryville tacklers. Looked like he had some room over there, but he was brought down by number 33, Brian Maddox-Lee.
Second take, Crown Point, the Pirates 10.
All right, so it'll be a second down play. It looks like a pickup of about 3. Ball is marked at the 10-yard line. So give them 2 yards in that play. From the Maryville 10-yard line, Crown Point with one wide receiver wide left and another one wide right. That's Forney on the right, on the right side. He's now in motion going to the left. This time a fake handoff and now a screen pass to John Sertich, who breaks it to the touchdown in the end zone for a touchdown. What a play. A screen pass to Sertich, set up perfectly on the fake handoff off to the left. Sertich making the pass reception and carrying the ball into the end zone for a touchdown. So a 10-yard pass from Mascarella to John Sertich. At the 3:04 mark, Mike Lipton in for the extra point place kick. Forney with the hold. The kick is up, and it is up through the uprights. It is good.
Mike Lipton's kick is good. Score, Crown Point 10. Pirates nothing.
So Crown Point takes a 10-0 lead over Maryville with 3:04 remaining here in the second quarter.
Crown Point scoring drive. 67 yards, 8 plays, took 4 minutes, and it ended on a
Mascarella
to Sertich 8-yard
touchdown pass. All right, there you heard it from the public address announcer. An 8-play, 67-yard drive that took about 4 minutes of time off the clock. Crown Point with a 10-0 lead here over Maryville. 3:04 left here in the first quarter, in the first half of play. We're in the second quarter. Mike Lipton preparing to kick off for Crown Point. back deep for Maryville. Looks like Kyle Morris, one of the deep backs. And looks like Gates is the other deep back. This time it's a short kick, however. Picked up there at about the 12-yard line by number 32. He may have some running room. He's finally brought down to the 25-yard line. Yeah, this number 32 looked pretty exciting there for a few minutes. Derek Faulkner returns the kickoff out to the out to about the 26-yard line. Looked like about a 15-yard kickoff return. So Maryville with the ball now on offense. First and 10 from the Maryville 26-yard line. McCarthy behind center. Three wide receivers on the field. One deep back in the backfield for Maryville. And the handoff does go to the deep back. Right up the middle, short gain.
Failed the game for Maryville. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Pirates. Thrown, 25.
Just about a one-yard gain, I believe. No, maybe no gain at all. Looks like the ball remains at the Maryville 25-yard line. It's going to be second and 10. So Gates, I believe, the ball carrier there with no gain on that play. From the shotgun, pass over to the right side. He's got a little bit of running room. Taken down by Crown Point's cornerback. Short gain, but it's about a 4 or 5 yard pickup there for Maryville. Looked like it went to, I believe, Clay Cooper. There's a timeout. Looks like we have a timeout. Timeout called by Crown Point, it looks like, here with 2:05 to go here and a third and long situation for Maryville. Maybe Crown Point's thinking they might be able to get the ball back and try to get some more points on the board here. We'll see what happens. Now the clock shows 2:11 left.
It'll bring up third down about 8 yards to go for the Pirates. It's 27. The timeout was charged to Crown Point.
Clay Cooper with the pass reception on that last play for Maryville. And let's see, what do we got here now? Maryville's coming up to the line of scrimmage. Again from the shotgun formation, McCarthy with the snap. Handoff to the running back next to him. I believe that was Gates. Let me double check on that number. Short gain, it's going to be short of the first down.
Picks up about 2 yards. It'll bring up fourth down. About 6 yards to go for Maryville.
They're on 30. All right, a 2 yard pickup there by Gates, and that's going to make it fourth and six for Maryville, as you just heard from the public address announcer who was watching the play a little bit closer than I was. So fourth and six, and that's going to force a punt situation here with 1:35 to go. And back deep, let's see if Crown Point can handle the punt this time. They've had a little bit of difficulty. They've muffed a couple of punting plays here. Got Sertich and Ryan Forney, the two deep backs for Crown Point. And for some reason, we got a little bit of a hesitation. I think Maryville may be taking some time off the clock here. As the play clock goes down, they'll take a delay of game penalty. So the play clock went down from 25 seconds. We now have a minute 15 to go. Before the clock will start, will be forced to start here now after this timeout that was required, I believe, to be required to be played or called by Maryville. So a timeout on the field as both teams are discussing their strategy. And while we're doing that, let's remind you of one of our sponsors. Homes of the 20th Century is a proud sponsor of Crown Point football. On USA-365.com, Larry and Jerry Lupke are general contractors for Homes of the 20th Century, Inc. We build for the future, one home at a time, with over a century of home building experience, offering many fine homes from a variety of nationally known home designers, as well as room additions, decks, or even special remodeling projects. That's Homes of the 20th Century, phone 219-942-0608, or visit them on the web at www.homes20.com. Back to live action. There's a snap to the punter. That's Stokes. Partially blocked. A bouncing ball there at about the 40-yard line of Merrillville. Comes to a stop at about the 44 of Merrillville.
Stokes kind of partially blocked. Travels about 17 yards. There's no return.
A 17-yard punt following that partial block.
44-yard line.
I did not see who got the ball or got a hand on that ball, but it resulted in a 17-yard punt by Stokes. And that's going to give Crown Point the ball first and 10 at the Merrillville 44. With 1:04 left to play here in the second quarter. Mascarella back to throw. He's rolling to his left. He's almost intercepted by Merrillville's number 80, 21 it was. Roosevelt Williams was there. He almost picked it off. The ball was poorly thrown. Underthrown by Mascarella. So he was lucky that he escaped without an interception there. So an incompletion there for Mascarello. It'll be second and 10. The clock stops with the incomplete pass. 59 seconds remaining in the first half play. The Bulldogs come up to the line of scrimmage, showing two wide receivers on the far side, one receiver here on the near side with Mascarello in the shotgun formation and Sertich immediately to his right. Mascarello with the ball. This time it's batted down. The pass is batted down by number 33, Brian Maddox-Lee, who broke through the line and batted the pass down. Incomplete. That's going to bring up a third and 10 situation for Mascarella. So a couple of back-to-back incomplete pass attempts by Mascarella. Mascarella with 8 for 11 with 108 yards and one touchdown pass so far in this contest. We definitely do not want to see an interception. All right, so this time Mascarello's behind center. A single back in the backfield. This time Tommy Parks in motion. The handoff does go to Sertich, who's got a little bit of room, but then he's brought down as he was trying to scamper outside. So just a short gain there up to about the Merrillville 43-yard line or 41-yard line. So only about a 3-yard carry there. The clock continues to run, 33 seconds and counting. It's going to be 4th and 7 when we resume play, if we resume play. The play clock has not yet started counting down, and the time clock on the scoreboard is continuing to count down, 17 seconds. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to be satisfied to go to the locker room here at halftime with a 10-0 lead. That's our score at halftime. Crown Point 10, Merrillville nothing, as we are now at halftime. And we thank you for listening to our play-by-play here in the first half. We'll take a look at our statistics, and we'll come back with our halftime show. We have some features by Indiana Sports Greatest Moments and Jerry Baker coming up as part of our halftime show, coming up in just a couple of minutes here on USA-365.com.
The Army National Guard.
I am 2nd Lieutenant Sean Benton. I am in the field artillery. We find ourselves doing many different things for the community. We are firsthand of what has happened in what we call the global war on terrorism. I joined the Guard for the educational benefits that were offered through the Guard. I got my degree thanks to the National Guard and the benefits in which I had. Actually, my daughter right now is in basic training. We talk about being full circle to sit here and look at it and say, hey, my daughter. The feeling of the Guard is you stand a little taller, and where we've gone throughout the world and what we've done, we've accomplished a lot. And with that being said, how can you not be proud of such an organization? Has it changed my life? I wouldn't ever give it up for the world. Hear my story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Indiana National Guard, aired by the Indiana Broadcasters Association and this station.
Homes of the 20th century build for the future with uncompromising standards. Larry and Jerry Lupke, general contractors for the homes of the 20th century, have a century of experience. Their phone number is 219-942-0608. That's 219-942-0608. Homes of the 20th Century have supermodels at www.homes20.com. Homes of the 20th Century are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Sports.
This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. This is Internet Radio.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.